Hello and welcome.
I'm not a human.
It's a song breakdown for My Best Habit. We call it Bop.
Bop. That
for a
was
while.
Yeah, that was.
Which you didn't know what that meant, really, did you?
I had no fucking idea. I just thought it was just funny instead of saying, because it was like at that point it was like kind of the poppier demo we had. So I was like, oh, funny. Bop. It's, pop.
Yeah.
But
it's like,
I mean, that's what it means, right?
I mean, I don't know. It's like an internet term for like, man, this is
like a
hit? This is a jam,
this
you
is
know?
A fucking,
it's
a jam. Yeah. I did not know that. I thought John didn't know that either.
Maybe he didn't.
Did you name it?
No.
Oh.
I didn't think he thought it was like bopping your head to it.
Oh.
But yeah. Sweet. Well, yeah, this one's a little bit different because we have like the individual tracks for the song. So we, you know, you can hear just the vocals by themselves and the guitars and the drums and stuff. So
yeah, it's a little different than the normal song breakdowns that we've been doing, where the other ones, it's us going,
oh, this is cool.
Oh, dude, this part's cool.
Yeah.
This one's like, you hear a little bass,
yeah,
hear little drums.
Hopefully it'll be a little more interesting.
Maybe.
The other.
And the other ones, it's just like people going, listening to it again. I was going, cool. Sick.
Oh, yeah. This is way better than I remember.
Yeah. except for, I guess, half of the Christmas EP.
Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, if anybody has any songs that they'd particularly want us to break down, send us a tweet, and the odds are that we'll just do it. So,
yeah. Because these ones are fun.
Yeah. Sick.
Well, we did three podcasts today, so we really have nothing new to talk about.
Yeah.
See, a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
All together, you're hearing a little drums. You're hearing other things. You're hearing that we did three podcasts today.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we do just one podcast at a time, and then we post it right away. And then
sometimes we're like, fuck, we haven't done one for a while.
We just batch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with you getting married. It's like we got to
get them going.
We got to get them going.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, thank you everybody for listening to these. You know, we have a bunch of fun doing it, and you know, to think of, you know, what we're at 115 or so podcasts right now, or maybe even more.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's fun, and it's something that I...
Okay, so this would be 17.
Nice, 117. You know, I think
did I do the math right on that? Yes.
The format of how we do these has changed a lot, and it's going to continue to change and evolve, and we'll figure out different fun things to do, you know? And I think that's what's cool, is we don't have any
there's no rules.
So I don't know. I'm excited just to, you know, this is be a nice little like artifact, you know, for our band. It's somebody that gets into our band in a year, you know, could go back and have hundreds of episodes and kind of pick through what parts are interesting to hear about, you know.
Yeah.
Any of these kind of behind the scenes things that you don't get to hear that I find to be interesting with other bands. So if people find it to be interesting with us, then that's cool too. So
yeah, I enjoy doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for listening. And yeah, before we get into it, will be a message from a sponsor, and then we will break down My Best Habit. So this is the demo of My Best Habit.
No, there's no verse vocals.
Yeah. So this groove is kind of a little more simple here than it ended up being in the song. Yeah, I remember we thought it was cool. We definitely knew it'd be like reliant on the vocal. So there was a long time where he didn't have a vocal on it.
Yeah.
And then once he did, it was like, oh shit, this is really cool. So that part didn't make it. So he originally, I think, well, I mean, he was kind of doing the thing where he just makes up
words he's singing.
He was saying, my best habit is loving you. And we were in the studio, and you thought that he said, my best habit is letting you down, I think.
Yeah. Well, because I was nervous. I was like, not a love song. Yeah. Not a love song. Mm. And then, but it sounded like, yeah. I was like, my best habit is letting you down. Yeah. And then he kept it. So it still had the... No.
So this little in-between vocal is the part that made it.
Yeah.
And then right here, this post-chorus part in the demo is what ended up being kind of the chorus. So right here. So that's the vocal melody for the actual chorus. And this part is really cool. It's like just an affected vocal.
Yeah.
And just the vocal melody is so strong.
Yeah.
So this was like a mock for a bridge.
Yeah.
Back to the chorus.
Yeah.
So that's kind of all the demo was, and then you know, so the drums pretty much, you know, stayed the same for the verse, and the big change came from the guitar. So that totally changed the vibe of the song, and it ended up being like this. Makes it a little more dancey, a little more fun.
Yeah, well.
Here's the same little guitar lead from the demo, but.
When we were in the studio, we were trying to figure out what to do in the verse. And I remember saying, Mysterious Ways from U2. And then Squire jumped on it. He's like, I love that song.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, we're like, find that tone. But this, very similar.
Chorus.
With the ring outs into the dun dun dun. Yeah. So that we always love, there's a Good Charlotte song that does that where it rings out and then the second half goes under the
plays through. It's girls.
Yeah.
Girls don't like those girls and like cars.
We always thought that was cool to like have the second half like kick in.
Yeah.
So we kind of did that.
Yeah.
And then play the drums, because is this the one that has three drum parts?
Yeah. So here's the live drums. So there's a little bit of electronics on it too, but. So there's like a fake electronic drum roll that we had in the demo that we just thought was cool. So we put it underneath my.
And so you're still playing the same groove with a drum roll on top of it.
Yeah. So during the pre-choruses, I'm playing just the regular beat of the song, which is this. doop, doop. And then there's a fake drum roll that is on top of it.
The electronic-y sound.
The electronic one. And then we add in another drum roll, which is actually me playing.
Oh, yeah.
Which, obviously, I can't play both beats at the same time. So there's two parts. So there's three drum parts happening in the chorus.
And I remember when we were mixing this song, I always missed the roll.
Yeah.
And it took forever because it was like that track was called something, not drum roll.
Yeah.
So I'd always be like, turn up the drum roll, because I just wanted the pre-chorus to feel like it was moving faster. And so it took forever. Remember that?
Yeah. So this song, the beat that's underneath everything, is the same beat the entire song. It doesn't ever change. And then just things add on top of it. So I added a second hi-hat part for the chorus, the second snare roll part I recorded for the pre-choruses.
But we started doing that stuff on the last, not You're Okay, A Little Lonely. We started adding a lot of double drums places.
Yeah, like on I Only Want to Talk to You, there's two drum parts, like the whole song.
Yeah.
A couple other things.
Yeah. Thanks, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. And then the bridge is really where it'll change.
Is there some bleed? Or is this ringing from the top?
I think it's just ringing. Yeah.
That's like a little reverse cymbal.
Yep. Yeah, so that's the drum stuff. The intro of the song has a lot of these kind of weirdo...
But we had those in the demo.
Yeah.
And we just thought... So, the big thing that we talked about is like, oh, instantly you got to know what song it was. So
yeah,
things
just like
this
have a unique part to it. I think this is not, human. That's not going to be
human. Yeah, and there's so many weird harmonies on this whole album.
Yeah,
like tons and tons of wacky shit. So when you listen to the vocals by itself,
jeez, I think this might be.
Oh yeah, this is straight from the demo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird stuff, and then in the bridge it comes back. That does not want to play. But cool, yeah. So then we'll go to the lead vocal. So you can hear kind of what that was like. To begin, I'm not sorry for myself or any part of me. I won't beg on your pardon, you say. Has a little bit of a crunch to it, a little bit of distortion. And there's only one part. Just to keep saying. I'm a bit of a little pill to swallow. I'm a little bit of let down. My feet are hard to follow. Nervous habits letting you down. Am I making any sense? I don't know. I'm a little bit of let down. Here's the chord. To you, I don't exist. Ain't what you're looking for. Good thing I don't exist for you at all anymore.
I really like the bridge.
As a single tear falls through the ground.
A little more verb down.
For the people that we are not now. If you're not you, you're everyone else. Who are you? Who are you now? Burn our teenagers down to the ground. Oh, the hand on the
gang vocal thing.
Sunshine, blue sky, cheap hell. All the bad and my besides letting you. If you ain't no.
And then I'll play.
So high.
Yeah, it is really high. I'll play some of the backup vocals so you guys can kind of hear
wackiness.
Yeah, so there's lots of like things that are like weird harmonies, and then things that are like kind of like electronicized on purpose. And
I'm not a human. Like anxiety using naivety just to keep saying.
I'm a bitter little pill to swallow. I'm a little bit of let down my feet are hard to follow. This habit's letting you down. Am I making any sense? Back to the matter. Oh, second verse. Average raptor, ordinary your laptop. And then here's some more. There's like three tracks of this, so this should be the one. Waiting on the sunshine, blue sky, cheap, high lullaby, then my beside. So it's like a big stack.
Yeah. Oh.
So this is like a vocoder-ish kind of thing. And then back to regular. To you, I don't exist. Ain't what you're looking for. And then here's like this final chorus part. Really big vocals, probably the most like vocal tracks we've like stacked on top.
Yeah,
and then here's the third.
Well, I remember Squire like just finding like during pre-pro, we were just like John would just be in the room and he'd be making these weird harmonies.
Yeah,
and then having John sing them all just like, and we're like, how the fuck did you think of doing that? It's like. Mm-hmm. Shit, I don't even know. And if you're searching for us, just sing nice dreams. Something like a
machine, then my beside it's letting you down. But yeah, I mean, the vocals in this are just so, like, the chorus when it kicks into me is just, like, so powerful. So, and then here I'll play the bass. So this is the main kind of intro of the song.
That real thumpy, palm muted.
Yeah. A lot of gaps. You can really hear like every like move on your fingers. The bridge is. This is cool. So generally with bass, like. Most of the tone that we have is just kind of something along like this and
one dirty, one cleaner.
Yeah. But then in this song, there's like effects that you would generally put more like on a guitar, you know, on the bass.
Yeah. The bridge always reminded me of like the Cure tones. It also sounds like strings, like plucked strings.
It's cool.
There's an octave on it.
Has to be one of the coolest bass tones we've had.
Mm-hmm. It's real wet.
Yeah. It's cool. There's a second bass stem. I wonder if that's just the clean. No. It's just for. Oh, this must be like a sub bass.
Oh, yeah, probably. Pretty much every chorus has a. Electronic sub beat. Yeah. Give it movement. Which makes it hard live. We have to take, sometimes we'll use tracks and we'll have to take some of the stuff out because bass has this funky thing and just flopping and it sounds out of tune if you're not exactly on with it. And I never am.
And then what else was it? Interesting. Here's like an electronic drum track. That, let's see what.
Spooky. Goes back to that U2 Mysterious Ways kind of thing.
Got the bongos going.
Yep. I remember when we were mixing, it was like. He bumped the bongos pretty loud, and we're like, we don't want fucking bongos that loud, dude. It's nice if it's tucked right under, but if you get too much bongo, you go to kind of not my favorite zone. That's the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Is this something that John had?
No. I don't think so, at least.
It's so funny, like, that part, the stomp clap part, it's like just so tiny.
Yeah.
And then there's like huge vocals. It's just like so like contrast.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of that song. I think
that's definitely of some that came together more in the studio.
Yeah.
As you can tell compared to the the demo. But
yeah, I think I'll play the bridge guitars. I think those are, there's a lot, there's some cool stuff going on here. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bird's chirping in your ear.
Oh, that's what you see. That's what you hear.
Yeah.
Fucking don't remember that part. It's a song, and it's where this could have been a song.
So yeah, that, you know, that's a crazy thing is, you know, there's so many parts that get added in that when it, you know, it adds to the mood and adds to the vibe and the feeling of the song, but you can't really pick them out.
Well, that, I mean, we always have that debate all the time. It's like, don't put stuff that doesn't matter, but, or like, people don't hear that kind of shit, yeah. But
it adds to the feeling.
Yeah, it's in there and it's like giving a vibe and a feeling to it. Even if it's talked real low, that yeah. I think so much of that stuff, super, super important.
Yeah.
Because I mean, ear candy is just always good. And like mm-hmm. at some, like I can't tell you how many times I've heard a song over and over and over, and then you finally hear that part, and you're like, "Oh fuck, I love that!"
Yeah.
And then you don't hear the song ever again, like the same after. Like I was just listening to Heroes yesterday from Bowie, and there's like this. I think it was just how. Have you ever noticed like if you have a certain volume, things in your car, like things will stick out more. Mm-hmm. And like there's this thing that happens in the whole song that I've never heard. It's like a. Yeah. And I've never ever heard it, and I've heard that song hundreds of times, and now all I'm sure if I put it on right now, it all I hear is
yeah. What's interesting is like everybody's ear kind of picks out different things, so to a different person a song, depending on which parts they're kind of taking as like the main part,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes it a completely different song for them.
Totally.
So, yeah, it's interesting. So
it's yuck.
Sweet. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. You know, we've never really played as much like individual parts like that before. So
yeah. Well, on this record, cool. We have so much of that stuff. So I think if we ever, I mean, when we break down more from that, it will be more like this instead of, us just listening back and be like, whoa.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sweet.
Well, hopefully, y'all enjoyed that, and we will, talk to you soon.
Cool.
Later.